morning. Welcome to Radioactivity and welcome to 2021. I'm Rob Lohr. I hope you're having a good day today. We're going to hear some music today. It's parody songs about Donald Trump and the situation we're in the country. So we'll hear some of the music that's been made over the past few years poking fun at President Trump. And we'll do that in just a few minutes. Before we do that, one listener or several listener comments about yesterday's program. Yesterday, we were talking about the January 6th vote in Congress over the Electoral College and efforts by Republicans to overturn the election results. And after the program, here's what a couple of listeners had to say yesterday.
I wanted to comment on your show from Thursday. You know, that guy, the reptilian concept, that whole thing, I think was I'm sure was popularized. It may not have been invented, but a guy named David Icke, I believe his name is. He's dead now, but before he died, he was regularly had pieces or appeared or was featured on InfoWars and Prison Planet, the Alex Jones websites. And, you know, again, it's basically it's a science fiction-y concept that he presents as truth. You know, it's hard to disprove something that's not true. So that's where that comes from. And again, this percentage I keep hearing of 39-40%. I watched a documentary this morning on PBS about the ark that was built in Kentucky, the life-size ark. And, you know, there were various efforts to block it or to at least to keep it from being funded with, you know, with taxpayer money, and that wasn't successful. And again, you know, that 39-40% of people who are creationists and believe in the young earth theory where the earth is 7,000 years old. And then there are about 39-40% that refuse to take the vaccine. And there are like 39-40% that believe the election was stolen. So it just seems like a very, very stubborn percentage that I'm not sure we'll ever really be able to get rid of. And I guess the real problem is that with the internet now, that 39% can connect using social media, and it makes it a more potent and perhaps dangerous force. Okay, thank you for everything you did in the last year, and hopefully this year will be better. But I don't think your show could be better because it was pretty great.
Hi, Rob. I'm just calling to wish you, your family, and the WMNF family a very healthy and happy and prosperous new year. Thank you for all that you have done for us and you continue to do. Many, many blessings. All the best. Thanks again for everything. Bye.
A couple of listener comments that came in after yesterday's program. Yesterday, as you heard, we kind of got into the latest Republican conspiracy theories, too. Well, before we get to music that's been satirizing President Trump, we're going to hear from a congressman. This is Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who put out a video yesterday addressing the prevalence of conspiracy theories. And he is debunking some of those theories because many members of his party subscribe to those theories. President Trump has refused to concede the November election to President-elect Joe Biden, baselessly claiming that there was widespread voter fraud perpetrated by Democrats. Trump and members of his legal team have alleged that voting machines distributed by Dominion voting systems were programmed to flip votes from Trump to Biden. While a majority of Trump's legal efforts to have the election results overturned have failed, some House Republicans have stated they plan on objecting to the results of the Electoral College during the official congressional count of the votes on Wednesday. That's coming up this coming Wednesday, January 6th. Kinzinger said in a video that the challenges were based on misinformation. Let's listen to Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger and the video that he put out last night.
The president doesn't want to admit defeat, and nobody would. But he's currently trying to discredit the election results through falsehoods and conspiracies. As someone entrusted the lead, I have a choice. I can be quiet, and I can survive by taking the easy path, or I can speak up and lead without concern for the consequences. I choose to lead without fear. So let me address these conspiracies, and I want you to buckle up. Do you remember when Sarah Palin was running for vice president, and she said, "I can see Russia from my house" during an interview? Like most Americans, you're probably thinking, "Yeah, that was so funny." Well, she never said that. If you actually read the transcript from her 2008 interview with ABC News, what she really said was this. There are next-door neighbors, and you can actually see Russia from land here in Alaska, from an island in Alaska. By the way, you can. It's very different indeed, and yet it's the fake quote that's so famously attributed to her. This is a minor example, but it highlights a larger issue at hand. Misinformation and inaccuracies spread like wildfire, and very little is done to correct the lies being told. A few weeks ago, a story spread about the Supreme Court where Person A heard from a clerk in the Supreme Court who overheard Chief Justice Roberts screaming at the conservative judges behind closed doors over the Texas voter fraud case and told them they had to dismiss it. Quite shocking indeed, but again, absolutely untrue. First off, the Supreme Court's been hearing oral arguments over the phone since the COVID pandemic began, and they've not been conducting business in person, so there wasn't any closed-door conversation to overhear. The story was widespread by a conspiracy theorist with a blog, and more disturbingly, an electorate from Texas repeated this made-up story on the floor of the Texas State Capitol in a speech filmed on C-SPAN. When a conspiracy theory is repeated like this in an official setting, it makes it seem real to folks, and it's then sent as proof. And that's a serious problem that we need to address. As public servants, we have a responsibility to serve in good faith. Purporting falsehoods is dangerously irresponsible, and it's just plain wrong. So now let's get into Dominion. First off, Dominion servers are not housed in foreign countries. There was a story out there saying that in Michigan, Dominion was switching 6,000 votes from Donald Trump and giving them to Joe Biden. That's false. There was an error, but it was a human error, not a Dominion issue, and it was corrected. Plus, the county at the center of this falsehood, it's a Republican county with Republican elected officials. So just think about that one. Across the country, we've seen claims of deceased voters sending in ballots for the 2020 election. And I'm not discrediting that that happens. I do believe it does. But I saw a tweet that had 50,000 retweets claiming a woman named Donna Bridges was dead but still voted. Outrage ensued despite the proof of Donna Bridges and her husband being interviewed by the AP on November 5th, 2020, confirming that she was very much alive. Yes, we have some voter fraud issues in any given election, but nothing has been enough to change the outcome of the 2020 election. Yet the stories continue. Did anyone see that video of the man who burned 80 ballots? Crazy, right? Except those were sample ballots. They're not real ballots, and it was evidential by the lack of a barcode. What about the postal worker from Erie, Pennsylvania, who swore in an affidavit that he was ordered to backdate ballots after Election Day? Well, that's fraud. His story, I mean. Because there was no tampering, and he admitted to the United States Postal Service Inspector General that he made those false claims based on conversations he thought he might have overheard in the noisy mailroom one day. Right. Well, I could go on, but there's too many to track. Between Facebook and Twitter, countless rumors and conspiracy theories spreading and circulating and causing damage to our country, our democracy, our faith in our institutions, and our sense of security. People take a headline as truth or the post shared from a friend as to what's really happening, and it's a dangerous cycle of misinformation that we need to actively break away from, and soon. Right now, members of Congress are planning to try to overthrow this election by using the debunked conspiracy theories. Let's be clear, they won't succeed, and they all know it. They will raise money on it, however. I've heard from so many members of Congress who know this isn't true, but they fear their next election, and a snowball of self-protection has grown rapidly. We were sent to lead regardless of our preferred outcome, and we must lead. This will start a terrible cycle where every election must be objected to, and eventually we will lose our ability to self-govern. It really is that serious. So I'm going to do the right thing regardless of the personal cost. I've sworn to do that, but I certainly hope I'm not alone.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger yesterday, in a video that he posted, talking to his fellow Republicans about conspiracy theories and urging them not to go along with conspiracy theories. And this is WMNF in Tampa. Usually on New Year's Day, the Capitol Steps, which is a group of people who started off as staffers on Congress, who got together and did a theatrical musical comedy performance, poking fun at Washington, D.C., usually the Capitol Steps would put together a holiday special for New Year's and for July 4th. But they've been in quarantine for the past 7 or 8 months, and they haven't been able to do any of their comedy routines and haven't been able to produce new material. But in honor of the Capitol Steps and what they usually do on this day for us here at WMNF, we're going to hear some comedy songs and songs poking fun at politicians, chiefly at President Trump. We're going to hear start off with Richard Thompson, who recognized Donald Trump's political ambitions in 2014. Donald Trump has been thinking about running for president ever since the 1990s, or maybe even before then. Richard Thompson wrote a song that we're going to hear first, and then we're going to hear from a singer-songwriter who talked a few years ago and sang a few years ago about the president's growing reputation for being dishonest. So we'll hear some music today, poking fun at politicians, especially Donald Trump, right here on 88.5 FM.
Fill the hole.
Anyway. So it's a song called Fergus Lang. Fergus Lang is a beast of a man. He stitches up and fleeces. He wants to manicure the world and sell it off in pieces. He likes to build his towers high. He plucks the sun out of the sky. In the penthouse, the champagne's dry and slightly gassy. Well, Fergus Lang, he works so hard, as busy as a bee is. Fergus Lang has 17 friends, all as dull as he is. His 17 friends have 17 wives, all the perfect shape and size. They wag their tails and bat their eyes, just like Lassie. Oh, Fergus Lang, he builds and builds, yet small is his erection. Fergus has a fine head of hair when the wind's in the right direction. The wind's in the right direction. Fergus Lang and his 17 friends, they live inside a bubble. There they withdraw and shut the door at any sign of trouble. Should the peasants rail and vent and ask him where the money went, he'll simply say it's all been spent on being classy. Fergus Lang, he builds and builds, yet small is his erection. Fergus Lang has a fine head of hair when the wind's in the right direction. The wind's in the right direction. Whoa. Fergus buildings reach the sky until you cannot see them. He thinks the old stuff he pulls down belongs in our museum. His own fair home is on the park, an airy jewel, a city arc, hung with Picasso, hung with Braque. But nothing brassy.
stood up whene'er they played the anthem. He stood up when they pledged allegiance to. For our flags wherever they did plant them. He stood up for the red, white, and Yahoo. But when Uncle Sam said Vietnam, he sat down. He's got bone spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. And they kept him from going overseas. And we think about them every single time he disses the Gold Star families. Well, his dad and his grandpa shirked the service, 'cause the thought left them shaking in their pants. And his sons, well, service makes them nervous, but they're happy to slaughter elephants. Oh, his career was far too dear. Yeah, why would you be a private when you could be a privateer? He's got bone spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. And they kept him from going overseas. But somehow they don't affect his golf game, or keep him from trumping up hostilities. In a tweet storm at 3 a.m. while he's got a bone spur in his BBDs. There's an old man named Mitch McConnell. He's the old lion of the GOP. What does he care if our health ain't covered, long as he gets his taxectomy? Old man Fibber, that old man Fibber. He says it's health care, he knows it's wealth care. But old man Fibber, he just keeps rolling the con. He don't like workers, he don't like renters. He likes them tax cuts for one percenters. So old man Fibber, he keeps on rolling the con. You and me, we sneeze and cough. Had some health insurance, but we got kicked off. If we should die before we wake, least we'll know we're dying for some billionaire's sake. Hope that Mitch has a good physician, 'cause heartlessness is a bad condition. But old man Fibber, he just keeps rolling the con. Trump says Trump cares, a son of a bitch. Now it's even worse thanks to Senator Mitch. Don't get sick and don't get old when the ACA gets Mick cornhole. Kept it quiet to pass it quicker. The rich get richer, the poor get sicker. But old man Fibber could not be gliver, a bad ad liver who tends toward gibberish. Old man Fibber, he just keeps rolling the con.
Lying about everything, don't matter if it's small or big, trying to solicit other countries to election rig, taxes unpaid, net worth not so high, money laundered, crime after conflicts of interest, like trademarks in China, sexual harassment, like grabbing vaginas, spilling into
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails.
If Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think you might want to listen.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens.
Siding with Putin instead of the CIA, reducing his debt load by demanding lower interest rates, secret servers to hide his quid pro quos, hosting summits at Mar-a-Lago. He's a con man, a crook, that's a president. Crime after crime, pardons dangled to White House aides to break the law.
Seems to care about a lying, lying, and lying.
was a really talented singer, Jen Houston, doing a remake of Billy Joel's For Our Times, We Didn't Start the Fire. And then Jen Houston also did that version of Crime After Crime after the Cyndi Lauper song. We heard a couple of songs by Roy Zimmerman in there, and also Richard Thompson singing about a rich developer. This is 88.5 FM. We're looking back at some of the satirical songs, some serious and some pretty funny. We get to some funny ones in just a moment, about President Trump and the people that surround him. The Capitol Steps usually do a holiday special this time of year, and unfortunately, because of the COVID crisis, they haven't been able to put together a musical special, so we're doing something on our own here at WMNF. If you want to comment about it, you can email us here in the studio, the address dj@wmnf.org. Well, we've heard some songs about the early days of Donald Trump and his reputation. Now let's move into the coronavirus crisis and the election. Here's James Corden first on 88.5 FM talking about the president surviving COVID.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune, I don't know.
Maybe I'm immune, 'cause today I'm feeling so alive. Just don't be afraid of the way I'm breathing. Maybe I'm immune, it's okay to go out for a ride with others trapped inside. Maybe you're immune to the lies my doctors tell you.
The fact of the matter is that he's doing really well.
Maybe I'm a man, and maybe I don't wear a mask, 'cause I don't care about others. Science I don't really understand.
Disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside.
Need some oxygen.
When viral symptoms underlie, there are home remedies to try. You find the one that works, and snap, you're safe. And every product neath your sink might be a medicine to drink. No need for tests, the president suggests.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? By injection.
That a spoonful of Clorox makes your temperature go down. Your temperature go down. Temperature go down. Just a spoonful of Clorox makes your temperature go down. It's the latest COVID craze.
Supposing we hit the body with whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light.
A politician who distracts has very little time for facts. The scientists he's hired are perplexed. While Dr. Birx is about to barf and hang herself with her own scarf, he diatribes and recklessly prescribes.
But it sounds interesting to me.
That some pledge on your pancakes makes coronavirus pass. Coronavirus pass. If it gives you gas, try some bleach in your beer and shove a flashlight up your ass. Heal yourself with UV rays.
Our president is no MD. He only plays one on TV. But of medical advice, he's always full.
A little Drano in your cup will clear your sinuses right up.
And quench your thirst, unless it kills you first.
Slap your mom with a swiffer. Temperature goes down. Spray your boyfriend with Lysol till he's 6 feet underground.
It's the latest COVID craze.
Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor.
Since it's improbable you'll win with your hydroxychloroquine, splash some Windex in your wine and you'll resolve. And you won't likely get a pill from Dr. Oz or Dr. Phil. There's no vaccine.
So try some Mr. Clean.
Sounds interesting to me. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor.
You're kidding.
Well, if you've been watching the Trump rallies, you've probably noticed Trump dancing to the Village People. If you haven't, let's take a look.
Young man, there's no need to feel down.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So here now with a message in response to Donald Trump are the Village People.
To you, I said, stop it. This is long overdue, 'cause we never said that we support you. You must pay us to use our soft dollars. 'Cause of all of your lies, we're playing hardball. And we got a surprise. He's a lawyer who you might recognize. He is Alan Dershowitz.
Hello! You can't just say that.
What? I mean, why? It's just music, man. We just singing.
No, because that's a really serious allegation. Also, isn't Alan Dershowitz for Trump?
Oh, he flipped.
And do all of you feel the same way about this? I mean, you're all from different walks of life, right?
I mean, well, it's kind of complicated. You see, the soldier said that you let him down, and the gay man said you don't want him around, and the native is sick with COVID-19. Only the construction workers still believe, although he is only one man, he must comply with all our demands. So we voted and came up with a plan. We will strike at any moment. I promise you we will shave Ivanka's head. You're damn right we're gonna shave Ivanka's head.
You're saying you're gonna shave Ivanka's head? You can't just say that. That's gotta be like a felony.
Hey, man, everything is legal if you sing it in a song.
That's not true. Village People, everyone. I like it.
But we got to have Michael Che.
Colin Jost, good night.
Yeah, it's the Village People on, well, the stand-ins for the Village People there on SNL. And before that, we heard from Randy Rainbow and James Corden. Well, now we're up to the point where Donald Trump lost the election. And we'll hear a couple of songs about President Trump losing the election right here on 88.5 FM.
was a secret ring where pedos hide and pizzas fling. But you don't really care for children, do ya? Well, it goes like this. It's truth versus myth. Democracy that we stand with. To the fallen one we chant, you're a loser. You're a loser. You're a loser. You're a loser. But we need proof. You saw them call it on Fox News. Kornacki's math and logic overthrew ya. QAnon, no one cares. The demon rats won fair and square. And from our lips we chanted, you're a loser. 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 Joe, kick him out the White House door. You've seen this room, you've walked this floor. We used to feel alone before we knew ya. I've seen that mask cover your face. There's hope again since you've won this race. The future's bright as we sing, Trump's a loser. Trump's a loser. What a loser. He's a loser. A porno shop, a crematorium, Rudy won't stop. Don't let the name Four Seasons fool ya. America, we must move on. If you don't think so, check loser.com. It's all further proof that you're a loser. 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 You're a loser, Donald Trump.
A historic moment in this election. We can now project the winner of the presidential race.
Bless this day, glorious and grand. Donald just got canned, yet still somehow he divides as he hides away.
Like White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is about to hold a briefing. Let's listen in. Kayleigh, hi. It's been over a week since Joe Biden won the election, and the president has yet to concede or even acknowledge the results, which poses a threat to our safety. What the hell's going on?
Pardon me, is everybody here? Because if everybody's here, I want to thank you all for coming to the White House, and I wish that I could tell you where we're at, you know, with national security and stuff, but we're not interested in that. So if you're looking for concessions, there's some peanuts in the lobby, but the president's not budging because he's only just a baby, so I thank you all. And to answer your question, we're just thrilled Donald won the election.
Don't tell Donald he's not reelected today. Okay?
Bless this troll curled up in his cave, loath to just behave. He only knows how to clear.
cases are on the rise. Will the pretend president be coming out to address this?
Oh, look, I understand we're in the midst of a pandemic and perhaps the worst economy since 1932, but he's embarrassed, so he isn't coming out because he lost. I mean, he didn't lose, he won, and that's exactly what I said, and so he's sending out his staff to make preposterous pronouncements while he binges Egg McMuffins till reality sets in. So listen, thank you all, but he won't be conceding. We're just counting the states where he's leading. He's still hoping to win Arizona. We can't leave because we all have corona. So don't tell Donald he's not reelected today.
McKaylee.
Snap, it's a wrap. There's the map right in front of ya. Boo-hoo, Biden who? Wipe your liberal snowflake tears. Hey, fake news. You guys lose. Election? What election? We're pretending nothing happened and continuing to undermine the democratic process, which is likely detrimental to the country that we love. And we're surrounding him with sycophants who tell him what he wants because he's drowning in delusion and he wants us all to suffer with him. I feel great, so I'm not going to tell him. Just keep waiting. I'm not going to tell him. We don't care that infections have risen. He's just scared that he might go to prison. So don't tell Donald he's not reelected today.
It was reaction. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel and, well, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. All right, Kayleigh, let's start with you. Explain what...
Fraud. It's a fraud. Oh, my God. People, can't you see their plot? But fear not, for our president is strong. He just struck some bad luck. Now he's stuck in a fantasy. So, Joe, time to go, because we're winning all day long. Yes. Look, I didn't want to have to tell you, but I just applied to Applebee's because, face it, I'm about to lose my job. And, hey, I thought he had a shot, so I tried to make it work, and now I'm stuck with Giuliani in a parking lot. So just forget the 50 phony lawsuits and the 14,000 Georgia ballots, zero counts of voter fraud, 37 Egg McMuffins.
Don't tell Donald.
He's not reelected.
Just don't tell Donald.
Who is not reelected?
Hey, don't tell Donald.
He did not get elected.
Don't tell Donald.
He was not reelected.
Get out your bags, because you're not reelected today.
Girl, we need to talk.
The finger pointing will remain. Trump says he won't leave. Love him, the dictatorship. Swallow, shoot your fat salt. Eating with potato chips. Name is split on edibles. Funnel money to himself. Use the office for a profit. No one has the will to stop it. On the need of flattery. Defending that they're watching me. Hating on the press corps. Every reporter should be jailed. Don't know what they're punching for. Cop enough the country deal. Me on deck. Team by team reporters. Battle Trump. Tell you Trump. We gotta make it stop. Fake news. He says when he lies.
Well, we're listening to some parody and satirical songs about the Trump years. That was Don Caron doing U2's It's the End of the World. Brandy Rainbow did Please Don't Tell Donald He's Lost the Election. And we also heard from Philip Markle in there doing that version of Hallelujah. Well, this is 88.5 FM, WMNF in Tampa. Let's listen to a Christmas message from the First Lady.
Hello, and Merry Christmas to you. I am First Lady Melania Trump. My husband, Donald President Trump, was supposed to be here with me to deliver our annual Christmas message, but I have just gotten word that he is running late, which is surprising because I have never seen him run before. We were also supposed to be joined by Don Jr. and Eric, but they are out hunting endangered reindeer. Still no Donald? No? Cool. I guess I'll have to do what I do best, distract from his failures. Maybe I'll put on an offensive Christmas-themed jacket. Or perhaps I can entertain you by singing festive Christmas song. Hit it!
Month of Trump's mess, he put forth a call. We're gonna need to build a border wall. In the second month of Trump's mess, he shaped a safety plan, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the third month of Trump's mess, into corporate hands, sell our public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the fourth month of Trump's mess, he threatened with the plum, use a nuclear bomb, sell our public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the fifth month of Trump's mess, time to take a break. Of golf, use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the sixth month of Trump's mess, he gave us quite a scare. Repeal Obamacare, 5 days of golf. Use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the seventh month of Trump's mess, he took a wicked stand. A transgender ban, repeal Obamacare, 5 days of golf. Use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the eighth month of Trump's mess, he had a part to play. Erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare, 5 days of golf. Use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the ninth month of Trump's mess, he stated an ideal. Not allowed to kneel, erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare, 5 days of golf.
use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the 10th month of Trump's mess, he got his feelings hurt. Abolish the press, you're not allowed to kneel. Erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf. Use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. The 11th month of Trump's mess was more than I could take. The wealthy get a break, abolish the press, you're not allowed to kneel. Erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf. Use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the 12th month of Trump's mess, in case you hadn't heard, Christmas is a word, the wealthy get a break, abolish the press, you're not allowed to kneel. Erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf. Use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall.
It appears President Trump doesn't want to be a New Yorker anymore. Court documents show he and First Lady Melania have changed their permanent address to Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida.
Start spreading the news. Trump's leaving today. He wants to be apart from it. New York, New York. Go tell the fake news. He's longing to stray. Just like he's done on every wife. Uno, dos, and tres. To wake up in a city without a Trump and let him stay in Palm Beach at his tacky gold dump, his W-2s are holding the clues of all the sleazy deals he's cut in old New. Sons